Well, we're joined by Neil. Thanks very much, Neil, for coming up. We know you've obviously been having a chat to the guys in the dressing room. Talk us through your thoughts of today's game.
Don't read into too much what I'm going to say, because people will go, is he a little bit backwards? I'm really glad that's happened. I'm really glad we've got beat in the manner we've got beat, because we haven't been great for a few weeks now. For whatever reason, we've dipped confidence-wise, we've took knocks, we've took bumps and bruises. And you look back at the Buxton game, we weren't great. Stafford, we weren't great. Erland, we weren't great. Mickleover, we weren't great. Today, we were flipping well below par, and kind of been waiting for it to happen. And people say, can it keep going? Can it keep going? And, you know, they've now got to have a look at themselves now, because half time, I wasn't happy at all. You know, I had choice words. I haven't done what I did at half time since Runcorn. I really, really given them. I made two changes. We should have scored at 1-0. You know, it only goes through, but we don't. But then we capitulate, and you've got to congratulate Bamber Bridge. I thought they were excellent. But for me and my side, it's going to be a hard one to take. But it might be just that catalyst that we need now to get us over the line to the end of the season.
Just on those substitutions at half time, you know, a couple of questions have come in from supporters that have been texted in. Was it a tactical one, or was it based upon injuries to either Ennis or indeed
Griff? Griff wasn't fit. Griff wasn't fit. He took an ankle knock, and we thought we could get him through, and he couldn't. Charlie was just, you know, we couldn't get him in the game, and we just needed more energy in there. And I thought we changed it, and, you know, for the first 10 minutes of the second half, I thought we were at it. Should have scored, we didn't. And, you know, there you go. We're all disappointed. No more than me today.
Is it the question for you now, as you alluded to, it's about that defeat was going to come one day, one way or the other, and that now you've got to say, they've got to have a look at themselves, but you've also got to say there's no panic here.
There's no panic.
They're not suddenly going to go, we've got two tough games going on, when you're good enough to compete in these games and we'll get points.
Listen, I'm not going to dress it up. We've had the same back five pretty much all the season. We've lost Curtis, we've lost Doyley, Matt has come in, they don't know each other, Aaron doesn't know what it's like to play to Matt, and we've been dislodged. As a back four, we've looked solid all season, and now we haven't. You know, hopefully Doyley will be back Tuesday night. Alex Curran's been a big miss. We've tried X, Y and Z in the number 10 now, and he's still not complimenting Griff and Potsy. But that's what's going to happen. You know, we've got to try and bring in these lone players to try and bolster the squad. It's not happening for Tundy in front of goal. But it might be that one, because I know that, we don't talk about it in the dressing room, but I certainly know that some of them will listen or read forums. I've just said, stay off them, don't look at it.
Yeah,
it's about us now. It's, you know, your fans kept going with you today, but there's always going to be someone who wants to have a bit of a dig. And, you know, for me, these lads have done brilliant all season. And, you know, we've gone from October the 15th without a defeat. Today, we've come off the back of a defeat and probably should have got beat 7 or 8-1. You know, we should have took the chance, but we haven't. And we've just got to put it behind us now.
How hard is it preparing? You know, because there's a lot of changes going on. We were just discussing that before you came on. What are the difficulties when you're bringing new players in quickly?
It's relationships. It's really hard for them to understand, you know, the way we play. And, you know, I thought Trickett Smith did well, you know, but he doesn't know where to go, when to go, and we've only had a training session with him. You try and put Charlie in there. Morgan's coming in there. When you have a bad injury the way we did, and, you know, you lose an Alex Curran of that ilk, who knows the system and knows how to play. I mean, I think Alex, the first four or five games, wasn't really at it, and then, you know, stepped into his stride. So, you know, it's hard. It's hard for the lads, but, you know, they're not a bad side overnight. You know, one or two may have let the occasion get the better of them, and there was banter from the sidelines coming at certain individuals, and it's hard to then block that out, but you've got to be mentally strong. I've talked about mental capacity all season. You've got to be mentally strong. And when I say look at yourself, I don't mean look at your performance. I mean look at yourself mentally now, and what have you got? You're in... You know, they're in a, you know, mid-table scrap, aren't they? And maybe they think they can push for playoffs. We tend to go. We're in a realistic chance of getting promotion. So we've just got to let it go and learn from it and get on with Tuesday night now.
And you'll be, I suppose it's finding out your best 11 now is something you're going to have to explore, really, I suppose, in the coming weeks.
Yeah, you're right. We do. You know, we it's a hard one, really. I'm looking forward to, enough against Matty Elson, I'm looking forward to getting a settled back five in again that knew each other. I'm looking forward to building around the attacking area. I want Tundy desperately to score, and I know he does, and maybe it'll kickstart him again. I don't think he's getting the rubber green from some of the referees, but that's by the by. It's just a frustrating time that we're in the season, but every team has a blip. We're having ours. Like I said last week, we were having it. We aren't defeat now. We've got a defeat. And we've got to just we've got to pick ourselves up. There's no other way to go. We can't shoe on it. 72 hours of playing again at Nantwich, which will be a really, really hard game.
Yeah. And do you think perhaps for, and I'm not disrespecting to Bamber Bridge, but they perhaps wanted it a bit more. It was more of their FA Cup for them today because
absolutely.
There were certain players that really, I mean, they play some very good football.
What you've just said, what I've just said, they wanted it more. You know, they worked harder than us. Some of our recovery runs in the first half were nothing short of a disgrace. The pods will tell it. You know, that's why I made some of my substitutions. You can't do that. You know, you've got to work. And I've just questioned, you know, I just said to the lads, are you as fit as what you was in pre-season? Are you doing too many weights in the gym? Are you not looking after your CV? You can't go at this stage of the season if you want to be where you want to be. And that's, you've got to look after yourself. Listen, the fans didn't turn on them. No one's turning them. The fans were, you know, right behind us yet again. Congratulations to Bamber Bridge. They fully deserve the 3 points. I've just got to swallow the pill, really, and take it and move on from it and look forward to Nantwich.
Just one quick positive was we felt that Aaron Morris was really up against a class player with Richie Allen. The first half he got run ragged to some extent, but he stuck to his guns and was more effective. I think that was a good maybe learning curve for Aaron.
Yeah. He needs to learn. He needs to learn quickly. He needs to know when to play, when not to play. You know, my biggest criticism, you know, in that area is sometimes you try to drop balls in behind and not try and overplay. And, you know, if you overplay and you step into an area and you're playing against someone like Richard Allen and you give the ball away, he's going to hurt you going out the other way. He's not going to do that side with you, but he's going to do the other side and it hurts you. And I said to Aaron, you've got to learn. You know, you've played against Charnock. Tunley's played against Charnock, who's 36, 37, who's, you know, he's got the better of him. You've got Joel Booth in midfield, who's a journeyman now. I think he's got the better of our lads. You've got Richard Allen, who's 35, 36, who's got the better of us. So, you know, Ali Waddick has played with one leg today and got the better of us. So it is what it is.
What you're saying is then, if I was to ask you today's game versus Tuesday's game, which would you prefer to have lost if you had to lose one of them?
Tuesday's game. This is a tough one swapping me for today, but it's part and parcel of management. It's part and parcel of football, and them lads in there they're really hurting. Don't you know? We've had choice words, but they're hurting. They don't mean to cross the line and not perform. And on the whole this season, they have performed, but they haven't today. And they've just got to go in that clubhouse now, stick together, get some food, have a drink, and regroup for Tuesday night.